which was hard enough to light without all the special effects. If the blood from the blood bags wasn't lit just right, it appeared fake, which of course it was. And the moonlight had to reflect off the cold steel of Teddy's gun. There was a huge difference between an adequate shot and a good shot. Some directors didn't know it. They worked with the actors, and that was it. Peter Barrington was on top of everything. That's why his films were so good. The second AD led Teddy back to the makeup and wardrobe trailer. Part of the second assistant director's job was being in charge of the cast, keeping track of where the actors were at all times and seeing they made it to the set. Actors had a tendency to wander, hence they were escorted even to places they knew well. Teddy sat down at the makeup counter, where a swarm of crew members from props, special effects, makeup, hair, and wardrobe stripped off his shirt and removed the spent squibs and blood bags that provided the shooting effect. Marcia Quickly, the actress who came out of the door before the shooting, was touching up her makeup in the chair next to his. She smiled at Teddy. "How many times do I have to watch you get shot?" Teddy grinned. "You love it and you know it. Don't be silly. Turns you on."